Our style, the fashion and beauty you need for this weekend with Wonderbra. Heat. It's Star Style, the podcast. Heat.
Hi there, this is Tony Phillips and Star Style on Heat Radio with Wonderbra, bringing you all the tips on how to dress like the stars.
Good, isn't it?
Heat. The sales may be in full swing, flogging off last year's stuff, but already warehouses are filling up with what we'll be wearing in the spring. The new year brings in a lighter and brighter mood. I know every spring does, but this year will be the most colourful in ages. Bold is beautiful, even at the office. Out will go all those black trouser suits and in will come greens and reds. Neon is also high up on the fashion agenda. Don't worry, we won't all be running around in fluorescent yellow, but we will be using it to break up more dark and distressed shades, just like in the early 80s.
I'll have a blue.
If you're feeling a bit more somber, last season's grey will be superseded by navy blue. Will anybody notice? Violets and roses in every shade of pink and lilac appear scattered across clothes this spring. Dresses, skirts and even ultra-cool frilly hats all come adorned with floral patterns. So get ready to feel more girly in 2007.
So into it, or so over it. Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.
Sci-fi threatens to be big this year.
It is time.
As 2007's fashion looks like it'll be filtered through the eyes of the 1980s, Tron and the Terminator can't be ignored. Metal leggings have been seen on catwalks already. Is the armor look a step too far?
No. I don't mind seeing them, but I don't think I'd wear them myself. I don't think they're nasty, but they're just not my type of thing.
No, I don't like them.
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Disgusting. I don't like them. They're not sexy at all. They're horrible. They're really unsexy. I'm not into that sort of fashion.
They're definitely not a fashion item.
I love it. My girlfriend got it. I love it.
A bit trashy.
Surely. I think so, anyone can do what they want to do in life, you know. Why should, you know, that's what society tells you to be this way and be that way, who you want to be.
It's a bit boyish, as I see it. I don't know. I might like it. I haven't seen anyone wearing it as yet. It's quite hard, like, unless you have the personality and the style to carry it off, it won't look good on everyone, I don't think.
I've always been me.
It would suit some of them, but not all of them, obviously.
Sounds alright, yeah, sounds alright. Not really my thing, but yeah.
Oh, what might I try that?
Star Style Podcast.
There's a bit more than a nip in the air at the moment, but spring has already sprung. Okay, maybe not in your back garden, but definitely in the fashion world. And girly is very much the look. Floral is back and so are frills. Frilly hats and frilly dresses, blouses with frilly collars. That doesn't mean you should walk around town dressed like a total hippie, but a little bohemian charm is about to be very now.
Fat-bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
If you're feeling fat after the excess of Christmas and New Year, close your ears. Bandage dresses are back. If you remember them from the 80s, you'll recall just how figure-hugging they really are. If you're pleased the season of skinny jeans is finally over, spring's collection ditched the jeans for proper trousers. But I'm afraid the same narrow proportions are just the same.
We're the Sweeney's, son, and we haven't had any dinner.
Just when you thought you might get away without visiting the gym, bare legs will also be a must with any skirt or dress next season.
What's hot?
Wow, that's really something.
And what's not? Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.
While everything in fashion is about to get smaller, bags are going the other way. I know, just when you thought they couldn't get any bigger, but it's okay, the status handbag is no more. Now it's all about laundry bags. Well, they may seem like laundry bags, but take a closer look and the stamp on the side is Louis Vuitton and therefore the it bag of the season. Could you really carry a laundry bag and look cool?
I think they look really great because they're really different, but I think they kind of lose their appeal a bit. There's so many nicer styles coming out, but I think they're a lot more feminine.
No, because you look like a tramp.
It just looks better.
No, never. Because I think it looks terrible.
No.
Yeah.
Don't probably use it, yeah.
To be honest with you, I feel like it's like too expensive. I think it's actually a really good idea.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't reckon that would work.
I like that look. As long as they're not too old and then they just look like tramps.
Yeah, I like that look, like the rough look.
No, I don't like the look. No.
Yeah, I like that look a lot more than a lot of the current fashions at the moment.
Yeah, it's good. I like the sort of not making too much effort. Not the sort of, it's not all about looking absolutely pristine and perfect. It's actually just, it's looking sort of effortless.
Star Style Podcast.
One of the great things about bringing in a new year and a new season is saying goodbye to all the old stuff. Sorry, Russell Brand, but it's farewell to skinny jeans and dull grey. You can throw those waist-clinching belts to the back of the cupboard because it is all about 1920s dropped waist for the spring. It's also time to retire those shades you've got that are the size of dinner plates, and instead, the most fashionable noses will be propping up a pair of classic Ray-Ban Wayfarers. Shoes are also downsizing. If you're sick of the ungainly sight of towering platform-heeled wedges, Spring 2007 offers up the barely there Cinderella shoe. A lot of designers have gone for transparent shoes this season. Heels made of crystal and soles of perspex, which pretty much guarantees the look will catch on. You shall go to the ball. Speaking of which, ballroom dancing, cabaret and ballet references are also de rigueur this year. Bring out any flesh panelling to be the real belle of the ball.
Someone is broadcasting on our carrier frequency.
Hey, it's David Hasselhoff, alias The Hawk, and this is the only kit you really need this weekend.
I'm sorry, that just slipped out.
Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.
Okay, in the run-up to Christmas, we've been giving you a chance to win a trip for two to Paris with accommodation, travel and £200 spending money, all thanks to Wonderbra. Well, we've had thousands and thousands of entries. The computer has picked one entry, all at random, so we're going to give them a call. Let's do it. It's ringing. That's always a good sign.
Hello, Linda speaking.
Hello, is that Linda Smedley?
It sure is, yes.
Hello. Any idea why I might be calling?
Well, I think I may have entered the competition.
I think you did. Yes, I knew you would.
Wow.
During the show last year, I played you a clip of a Star Style fashion favourite that went like this.
The whole album's a very eclectic mix. You know, it's not really fair for someone to prejudge just because of my last name or what I've done before.
You love it? Can you remember who you said the answer was on your text?
Paris Hilton?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're right! You've won!
Oh, thank you very much. Good stuff. How exciting.
Cool. You've got a trip for two to Paris with accommodation and £200 spending money.
Unreal.
All thanks to Wonderbra and Heat Radio.
Right.
Got anyone in mind that you might take?
My friend has just arrived over here from Australia, so, and he hasn't seen any of France yet or Paris, so I'm sure I'll take him with me.
Well, have a good time, Linda. Mwah.
Absolutely, yeah. Cool, thank you. Thank you so much. That's wonderful.
Star Style with Wonderbra. Thursday nights from 7, get tips on how to dress like the stars and next week's hottest new trends. Plus, reviews of the best new tunes. And we might play a few too. If you're going out this weekend, then get in with what's hot and what's not. Star Style with Wonderbra. Thursday nights from 7 on Heat Radio.
So into it, or so over it. Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.